Cyntoia Brown, the former teen sex trafficking victim serving a life sentence for murdering a man who'd paid for her, will soon be free. Yesterday, Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Haslam granted clemency to Brown, who's now 30, and became a hashtag cause after the documentary Me Facing Life, the Cyntoia Brown story. We covered it in 2017. In it, her lawyers say she suffered fetal alcohol syndrome because of her birth mother's drinking, ran away from an adoptive home, and was taken in by a predatory pimp named Cutthroat. She testified in court that when she was 16, a man named Johnny Allen hired her and showed her his gun collection.
If he does something to me, I'm sitting here thinking, what can I do? I'm in his house. Ain't nobody gonna know where I'm at. My mom and them, they don't know where I'm at. The people that I stay with, Chick on them, they don't know where I'm at. Nobody's gonna know what happens to me. Cut, he doesn't care. He doesn't even know who I left with. And all this is just running through my mind, and I'm just a nervous wreck.
She said she pulled out her own pistol and shot him for self-protection. She was tried as an adult in 2006, convicted of murder, and now clemency. She'll be out in August. Charles Bone is one of Cyntoia Brown's attorneys. He's in Nashville. Charles, you told her yesterday. What was her reaction?
Well, Cyntoia did a little dance. I did a little dance. We all were very, very excited to share that news with her, and she's so thankful and looking forward to the future.
Well, she's going to finish her bachelor's degree in May 2019. She also got her GED, has a newfound faith, which she expresses quite a bit. But you know that there are people in Tennessee who are going to be angry about this. There are prosecutors arguing that she killed a man and so should serve the time. There's also the law. In 2010, the Supreme Court ruled against life without parole for juveniles. The state argued that this didn't affect Cyntoia because the state law has an opportunity for review of a case after 51 years. So they made the case that, look, after 51 years, somebody does have the chance at parole. You are obviously arguing against that. The case, all of this goes away now. But what impact do you think this will have on the so many young people who are in jail, maybe arrested on prostitution charges? And maybe many advocates say they, like Cyntoia, are actually the victims of sex trafficking.
Well, we would think that this would give hope to those who are still in prison, who are under similar circumstances, and hope that if they rehabilitate themselves in any way like Cyntoia has, that some governor somewhere would recognize that rehabilitation and give them the same opportunity that Governor Haslam has given Cyntoia.
What did you think when she became a cause? It was so many years after the documentary, after she went to jail, when suddenly you're hearing from Rihanna and Kim Kardashian tweeting out Free Cyntoia Brown.
Well, the team who's been working on this and Cyntoia are very grateful for all of the support she has had. We were shocked that it became such an international opportunity for people to speak out on this issue. And we don't think that necessarily that the governor at all considered all of the international outreach and the telephone calls that they received. But he did really study and pay attention to the rehabilitation of Cyntoia.
Yeah. And Charles, what is she going to do now? She's 30. Will we hear from her? What's she going to do?
Well, you won't hear from her, I don't think, until August when she's released, and maybe not even then. This transition is for her is so important. You know, you just have to think about the fact that a 16-year-old who's never had a driver's license, never voted, never had a job, would now at age 30 begin that walk outside the prison walls. And I think she'll be a great voice for those who need hope that they can also survive and become the viable citizen that she's going to be.
Well, as you say, first she's got to figure out how to live her own life. And she'll have 10 years of parole, correct?
That's correct.
Charles Bone, one of the lead attorneys for Cyntoia Brown, the teenage sex trafficking victim serving life sentence for murder. but just granted clemency by Tennessee's governor. She will be out in August. Charles Bone, thank you.
Thank you.